We would like to share with you some thoughts on Scripture and the study of Scripture.
我想跟大家分享关于我们圣经的跟那个圣经学习圣经的一些感受。
The basic question we try to answer is why do we study the Bible?
最基本的问题就是为什么我们要学圣经？
Is it simply to get information?
这不是简单的就是得到一些信息。
Or is it for a lifestyle?
或者我们这我们这个生活的方式。
As you know, there's a great multiplicity of Bible study groups all over North America.
像大家都知道，我们在北美有多种多样的圣经的学习的团体。
And yet, there's a great deal of ignorance about the Bible throughout North America.
但是我们也有很普遍的存在这个现象，我们就是在北美，我们都忽略了圣经的真理。
The fact is, we need to go beyond Bible study to Bible action.
这问题就是我们需要超越我们学习圣经，要进入行动在圣经中间。
Once you find out what God wants you to be and to do, you have to go ahead and obey the word.
一旦你学习到了圣经，你就应该遵循圣经，应该遵循我们神说的话。
We are to lead people as leaders of the church. We are to lead people into Bible interaction.
我们需要我们圣经的这个领袖们教导我们的会众，我们要行在圣经中间。
It's one thing to teach people to study the Bible. It's another thing to teach people how to do what the Bible says.
我们更重要的就要教导我们的会众怎么样在按照圣经去行动。
Some Christian leaders have made this very significant, very important statement.
有一些教会的领袖对这个情况呢做了一些很重要的陈述。
I want to listen to the statement very carefully.
我们要仔细的听这个陈述。
Christianity fails or succeeds primarily at the point of obedience.
我们呢基督徒、基督教或者基督徒，我们就是在那个遵循神的教导上面，我们失败跟成功。
Do you understand that?
你们都知道这些。
Christianity succeeds or fails at the point of obedience.
我们基督徒就是在遵循神的教导上面，失败或者成功。
It is one thing to know what the Bible says, but you have to do it in order to be Christian, an obedient Christian.
这不是简单的，就是你要学习圣经，要你知道为什么学圣经，怎么行动出圣经，成为一个基督徒。
So I suggest to you that what we need in order to improve, we need to get beyond the word or the term Bible study.
我希望你们要超越这个简单的词语就是学习圣经。
Bible study does not have a very good track record.
圣经的学习没有很好的可以追踪的记录。
Bible study must go on into Bible accomplishment or obedience.
学习圣经应该达到，要成为一个顺服的这么一个目标。
For example, if you believe what the Bible says, you have to live it out in the place where you work.
举例说，你如果是学习圣经的话，你就应该在工作的地方应该活出这个圣经的样子。
So although there's an explosion of Bible studies in North America, there's not an explosion of Bible living in North America.
在我们北美，我们有爆炸式的圣经学习的团体的增长，但是我们没有这种按照圣经方式来生活的这种爆炸性的增长。
Think of the impact of evil on the society in Canada and the United States.
我们思想一下，这种那个邪恶的东西，它在我们的周围，北美、美国和加拿大。
For example, here in Canada.
举例在我们加拿大。
See how the politicians have been changing the culture.
我们看一下这些政客们怎么样来在改变这个世界。
So now we have to deal with things like gender identity.
所以就譬如我们现在必须要面对一个同性恋的这个认同问题。
Post-truth.
一个后真相时代的这种错误的思潮。
Tolerance.
我们所谓的啊不能有差别的那个忍耐。
Inclusiveness.
宽容。
And so on.
等等。
At the same time, there is a lot of Bible illiteracy, ignorance of Scripture.
同时有很存在着很多圣经的文盲。
This means that we need to understand how to study Scripture and why to study Scripture.
这些都意味着我们必须要知道圣经，为什么我们要学圣经。
We have to know Scripture and live Scripture.
我必须要知道圣经，而且活出圣经。
We have to interact with Scripture.
我们必须要和圣经互动。
We have learned something from the Bible. We must do what we just learned from the Bible.
我们从圣经中间学习，然后我们要把这个学到的东西行出来。
Which may be very dangerous in today's society in Canada.
可能这在我们当前的社会，包括在加拿大，是很危险的。
Learn the purpose of Scripture.
我们要学习圣经的目的。
Why did God give us the Bible?
为什么神给我们这个圣经？
A simple answer to that is to go back to the Ten Commandments. Why did God give Israel the Ten Commandments?
一个简单的回答就是我们就回到十诫中间，我们思想一下为什么神给出了这个十诫。
The Ten Commandments were to control and guide their lifestyle.
这个十诫就是要来控制跟指导我们的生活的方式。
So we need to answer the question, what is the purpose of Scripture?
我们所以要回答这个圣经的目的是什么。
Understand what the Bible is.
要理解圣经究竟是什么。
The Bible is not a textbook that we study, memorize, and then take an examination on.
圣经并不是简单的一个课本，我们学了它，为了要参加期中考试。
That's a part of the learning process in some situations.
这只是部分的，这我们那个学习过程的一部分。
But for most of us, and for all of us, it is not a matter of knowing, just knowing the facts of the Bible.But how we should live the facts of the Bible.
但是更重要的，对我们来讲，我们不是要知道这些内容，而是要怎么活出这些内容。
So the Bible is not a textbook that we study on the way to an exam.
圣经并不是我们要来准备应付考试的那个。
It is more like a map.
它多少像一个地图。
Like a handbook.
像一个手册。
Like a mechanic's manual.
像一个汽车技师的手册。
You want to know what to do to fix the car, you check the manual.
你如果要知道怎么样修这个车，你就要知道这个 manual， 这手册。
You want to know how to deal with the situation in life, you check the Bible.
你要如果要知道怎么来处理生活中的问题，你就要学圣经。
The scriptures are a thing to know and live by.
圣经就是这个东西，就是一个你需要活在上面的。
We study the Bible in order to know God's will and then to do God's will based on what the Bible says.
我们学圣经就是要活在圣经神的旨意中间，就是要知道神说了什么。
I suggest that we at least consider the possibility that the failure of Christians to pursue this strategy is the main cause of the rebellious state of our society today. In other words, I suggest that the reason why Canada is in the mess that it's in is because Christians have not been living Christianity.
我希望大家，期待大家深刻地思考这么一个问题，就是说我们当前社会中间的这被逆的状态，主要的原因就是我们基督徒 没有生活在圣经的原则中间，至少我们加拿大就这个情况。
The purpose of the Bible is not simply to provide information.
这个圣经的目的并不是要提供一些有关的信息。
It is something to be written on our minds and our hearts.
这是一个东西，应该是我们应该用我们的思想，我们印在我们的心里边。
That controls our thinking and our acting and our relationships.
控制我们的思想，也掌握我们的行为。
And by that I mean the way we live everywhere, not just in church.
就这样做，我们就能够用这个方式生活在任何地方，而不仅仅是在教会中间。
Paul says that everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
保罗说的，从前所写的圣经是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
In 2 Timothy 3:16, he says that the scriptures, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be not just thoroughly informed, but thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible speaks to every situation in life.
提摩太后书三章十六到十七节中间这样说的，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训夺职使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And what is the number one essential thing that God wants us to do?
神要我们做的最重要的事情是什么呢？
In John 6 verse 29, Jesus says, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent and understood, but believe it and live it.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音的第六章二十九节是这样说的，就是信神所差来的，这就是做神的工，也就是我们要理解神，就是要活在神的道上做神的工。
Think of the very practical nature of the Ten Commandments, for example.
我们思想一下，十诫的这个最最基本的这个内涵。
You must not steal.
你不能够偷窃。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
It means you must not steal.
这就意味着你不能偷东西。
So you don't steal.
所以你不偷东西。
It's your lifestyle. You don't steal anywhere.
这就是你的生活的一个方式，你任何地方不能偷。
You don't steal money. You don't steal reputation.
你不偷钱，你不偷窃人家的名誉。
Now in terms of New Testament purpose of Bible ancient, the reason for studying scripture,Let's consider a few things.
然后现在我们来到那个新约的时代，看看新约时代里面是怎么提到学习圣经的目的。
We have a clear understanding of the scripture in passages such as John 14, 9 and 10.
这里呢就是有个约翰福音十四章九到十节里面所说的。
To quote.
就说。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. And we have to do the same thing. The Father living in you doing the work.
这里耶稣说，人看见了我就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看？我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
That includes that when we obey Scripture, we reveal God to other people.
这就说明，当我们行神的道的时候，我们就把神显示给其他人看。
Knowing the Word and doing the Word.Will reveal to other people around us God.
我们知道了神的话，我们行着神的话，我们就把神显给周围的人看。
Second, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Paul says the following.
在哥林多前书第一章里面，保罗是这样说的。
Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ.
保罗说，犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十架的基督。
In contrasting the Ephesian believers with their pagan neighbors, Paul said, "You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus."
保罗在对那个以弗所人，在那个把他们跟他的周围的异教徒的邻居们相比的时候。保罗是这样说的，保罗说，你们呢学了基督却不是这样的，因为你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，你们所以就成为基督的人。
Now, are you following me so far?
到现在为止你们有没有跟随着我？
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say to you?
你们现在有没有理解我跟你们说的话？如果理解的话，请举起你们的手。
In other words, Christianity is a lifestyle, basically, a God's lifestyle.
所以，基督教、基督信仰实际上就是神的生活的方式。
To the Colossians, Paul explained the genius of the ministry of the apostles.
To the
Colossians.
对，哥罗西人。保罗呢说了这些话 ，Yeah.
Here's a quotation.
他是个。
And listen very carefully. And this is a passage you use to evaluate the kind of preaching you get from preachers. Listen carefully. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy which so powerfully works in me. The purpose of preaching is to bring Christians to perfection in Jesus Christ.
大家注意听，这个保罗是这样说的，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前，我也为此劳苦，造就他在我里面运行的大能，尽心极力。也就是说，我们在传扬耶稣、传扬基督，目的就是要把人完全的带到基督里边。
What Paul is saying is that we don't simply proclaim the gospel; we proclaim a person, Jesus Christ. We proclaim the gospel in such a way that you might see Jesus, understand Jesus.And become like Jesus. That's the purpose of preaching.
Short, too long.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do it your way.
Okay. 所以保罗的这个整个意思呢，就是说我们在传讲耶稣基督，我们不传讲福音，并不是在讲个什么东西，而是在传讲主耶稣这个伟大的一个人，主耶稣基督这么伟大的一个。主耶稣，就是我们要学习主耶稣，要行出主耶稣的道。
You know the words.
这个生活方式。
You okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We'll make it.
Yeah. I'm older, just short.
Okay.
Short sentence,
I'll try.
Too long, then.
Paul is saying, we proclaim a person.
保罗说，我们是传扬一个人。
If the preacher preaches and you don't see Jesus, the preacher is not preaching adequately.
如果这个传讲耶稣的人他自己没有看到耶稣，那么这个本人就是不合适。
We proclaim him.
我们传扬他。
Warning every man.
我要警告每一个人。
Teaching every man.
我要教每一个人。
In all wisdom,
用我所有的智慧
so that we may present this hearer perfect in Christ Jesus.
所以我就能够把它完全的准确的带到你们。
To explain that needs another sermon. So I won't go any further than that, okay? Because that is foundational to pastoral preaching ministry.
Yeah, 这个会牵扯到很多很多的那个讲道。
In other words, we proclaim Christ to people that they may become like Christ and do the work of Christ.
我们宣扬基督，就是要我们要成为呀，成要我们的门徒成为像基督一样。
Okay, here is another idea that we need to remember. The Bible is like a map.
这里我讲的另外一个比喻给大家看，圣经就像一个地图。
We study the map of the Bible not for geography, leading to a final exam, but so that we can move spiritually from A to G.
我们学习这个地图，并不是要是学习我们的地理课，以至于我们从那个 A 点到 G 点。
I study the map to know the territory.
我学这个地图，我这当然知道了这个区域。
But the map is not the territory.
地图不仅仅是个区域。
By studying the map, I get to know the lay of the land.
通过学习的地图，我就知道了这个区域里面的所有的一些位置，相对位置。
So I can check the map when I want to travel from this spot to that spot, spiritually.
当我要从灵里面。要从这个某一个地到另外一个地，我就 check 这个 map， check 这个地图。
I study the Bible in order to know truth, and in order to be effective and successful in my life.
我学圣经就是目的，就是我要有效的、成功的在我的生活中间。
I want to tell you a very short story.
我要告诉你们一个短短的故事。
A lady in England decided.She would go on vacation in Sydney. She was going to visit Sydney in order to have a good vacation.
一个英国的一个女士，她想要到悉尼去过一个假期。
So she booked a flight to Sydney.
所以她预定了一个机票到悉尼。
She was shocked when she arrived in Nova Scotia.
当他到了 Nova Scotia 的时候 ，Nova Scotia 也有个悉尼，他就被震惊了。
She meant to go to Sydney, Australia.
他原意是要到澳大利亚的悉尼去。
But she ended up in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
然后他现在在 Nova Scotia 的悉尼，
Why?
为什么呢
？Because she had not checked the map.
因为他没有适当的查了下地图。
If you want to be successful in life, you have to check the map. The only book that tells you how to be truly successful is the Bible.
你为了到达目的地，一定要先查一下地图，因为在生活中间要成功，一定要学习圣经。
In order to know God, you have to know the Bible.
你要知道神，你必须要学圣经。
Now, we must not miss a crucial principle.
我们不能忽略一个很关键点。
We study scripture in order to do scripture.
我们学圣经为了我们要行出圣经。
Knowing without doing is not education.
你知道而不做，这并不是我们教育的目的。
We learn only what we do.
我们要学习，我们要做什么。
Experience is the best teacher.
经验是最好的教师。
We know only what we do because the doing rivets the thing, like implants the thing in our hearts and our lives.
Say again.
We study scripture in order to do scripture and plant the whole truth in our hearts.
我们学圣经、研究圣经，就是因为在我们心里要有一个对一个整个一个真理要有完全的一个计划的了解。
Listen to what Jesus said.
在听主耶稣是怎么说的。
I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20.
Matthew， 这个马太福音里面呢，他是这样说的，主耶稣啊，他说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人，断不能进天国。”
And then he goes on in the Sermon on the Mount, later in Matthew 23, to say, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you do what they tell you to do, but don't follow their example."
So, 然后呢，主耶稣呢继续说，他在那个，马太福音，他说，文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上，凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
Don't do what they do.
不要效法他们的行为。
Be careful whom you listen to.
Should be 非常小心你们所小心你们所听的那个人。
Make sure that what the speaker is saying is biblical and true.
要小心，要十分的注意。那个说的人他是完全是按照圣经来的。
Good news, we're almost finished.
好消息，我们几乎要到了终点。
I'd like to share with you an experience that a Christian young man had many years ago.
我想和大家分享一个很多年以前一个年轻的基督徒他这个经验。
This young man, this young Christian gentleman, was listening to something that a Hindu gentleman was saying.
这个经验呢，就是说，这个故事呢，就是说，这个年轻的基督徒呢，他在和一个年轻的一个印度教的一个男教徒一个谈话。
And the story is introduced in these words.
他们就交谈了这么一些话啊。
Too many skeptics see the quality of a Christian's life and firmly believe that it is all theory, that there is no supernatural component. You got that one?
Yeah. Yeah, 就是这个怀疑论者呢，他就是对这些问题呢，他产生了一种疑问，就是很多基督徒他们声称他们基督教是一个超自然的。
Now here's a young man's story. I remember talking to a Hindu in the early days of my Christian faith.
我记得我在早期的信仰的时候，我和一个印度教的一个男教徒有过这个对话。
He was questioning the strident claims of Christians who maintained that Christianity was supernatural.
他就是对这些问题感到很纳闷，有很多的这个问题。有他质疑我们基督徒呢，经常就是我们就是断然的认为我们的信仰是超自然的。
He absolutely insisted that conversion was nothing more than a decision to lead a more ethical life, and that in most cases Christianity wasn't any different than any other ethical religion.
他认为这个信仰的皈依呢，实际上只不过是一个简单的，你做一个决定要进入一个道德的生活。我们基督徒这个信仰，并不和其他的宗教有很大的差异。
So for his argument, wasn't different from any other anything. This, in other words, this man wasn't not really saying anything new.
所以这个人他说的就是我们的信仰跟其他比起来没有什么多大差别，这个并不是个很新的一个说法。
But then he said something I have never forgotten and often reflect upon.
然后他说了下面的话，是我就绝不能忘记了，而且经常会反思。
He said,
他说
If this conversion is truly supernatural, why is it not more evident in the lives of so many Christians that I know.
如果这个 supernatural 的说法是正确的话，为什么我在我所认识的基督徒中间看不到有这些证据？
His question is troublesome.
他这个问题很难回答。
After all, no Buddhist claims his or her life to be supernatural.
你们看一下，佛教徒没有宣称他们的信仰是超自然的。
Yeah, and listen to this. Yet more Buddhists live more consistently than Christians.
但是佛教徒他们生活在一个 more 一贯的也一致的这个生活方式中间，如果和基督徒来比较的话。
The same pertains to many of the other faiths, religions.
同样的这个情况也可以应用于其他的这个宗教。
How often do so-called Christians, even while teaching some of the loftiest truths one could ever teach, live a life bereft of that beauty and character?
你看，有好多基督徒甚至他可能够在教一些我们世人不能教的一些崇高的理论的这些人身上，我们都看不到，我们都看到他们的生活中间缺乏这个应有的这个品格，跟缺乏这个美丽的应有的人格。
The person who wrote that also said this.
这个人写了刚刚上面这段话，他继续写了这些。
This call to a life reflecting the person of Christ.Is the ultimate call of the pastor.
对于一个神的呼召，如果是呼召到一个人做 pastor 的话，这是个 ultimate call， 就是最后的这个最终的靠一个人去，呼召一个人去做传道人，这实际上就是一个呼召一个人要生活在要活出主耶稣自己的形象。
If the shepherd is not living as he or she should be, how can the ones shepherded follow the right path?
如果一个牧羊人，不是一个很好的牧羊，他怎么可能被他牧羊的羊群走义路？
Elsewhere, this writer goes on to say this.
这个作者继续写道。
Mahatma Gandhi.Said, I love their Christ. I cannot respect their Christians.
印度的那个甘地他说，我爱基督，但是我不尊敬基督徒。
Gandhi kept a New Testament beside him till the day he died.
甘地一直到死，仍然呢是个保留了他的新约圣经。
Gandhi said, My view of a Christian.Is a man with a hamburger in one hand and a bottle of beer in the other hand.
甘地说，我的形象中间的基督徒是一手拿着汉堡包，一手拿了一瓶啤酒。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我说什么吗？
Here is something that really bothers me as a Christian and as a pastor.
这个呀，真是我感到很困扰，作为一个传道人。
I sometimes get the impression that a lot of people are going to hell because of some Christians.
我感到有很多，很多基督徒可能会进入地狱。
The Christians who pretend to be Christian, but are not.
基督徒，使徒啊，假装是个基督徒，但是实际上不是。
What about you?
你呢？
Where do you stand?Have you received the Lord as your personal Savior?
你真正的已经认为神，也把神看作是你的救主吗？
Have you been baptized into Jesus?
你有没有在主耶稣里面被浸过洗礼了？
Are you living what the Bible says?
你是不是活在圣经中呢？
Now, before I end, I want to offer you an opportunity I've never done before.
在结束之前，我要给你们个机会。我这些不是，我从来没有做的。
Having heard all that we've said, do you have any questions?
你已经听了我上面讲的，你现在有没有什么问题？
Would you stand up where you are and ask the question in whatever language you choose?
你是不是如果有问题的话，你就站起来，用你的语言说出你的问题，我来回答。
Or you may choose to.Disagree with something that we've said.
也可以，你也可以提出来，我不同意某些观点。
If you go to the New Testament, you'll find people asking Jesus questions all the time, asking Peter and so on. You know, churches today, we don't give people a chance to ask questions after sermons. Why not?
Okay,
it's your turn.
现在是你的时间。
Yes. Before we go any further, I think we should give this lady a hand. That's fantastic, you know? You just created history.
Yeah, okay.
I hope it continues.
Yeah.
Now, will you tell us what she...
Yeah. Her question is, okay, 她的问题呢,就是说,希望在以后,传道人的讲道中间可以加进一些内容,比如比较我们基督教跟其他的信仰的宗教的一些 一些不同点，或者是就是有个对比的一个更多的一个知识上的了解。 Her question is, so is it possible in the future preaching, you can give more information about the comparison between our Christianity with other religion, such as Buddhism?
Yeah. Who would like to answer that question? How many of you understand the question? Do you understand the question? If you understand the question, raise your hand. Don't be afraid of your family.
Okay, good.
Thank you. I think that's fantastic. I've never heard this in church in my life.
这是我第一次，keep going，那我们继续讲。
Do you understand the question? How many of you do not understand the question? Translate.
Yeah. Is anyone still, 仍然是没有理解刚刚那个曹兰芳姐妹刚刚提出的问题? 还有没有人没有理解? 请举个手。
Okay. In all fairness, I don't think I'm being fair to you by asking you to answer the question, because the question is really directed to the leaders of the church.
这个问题呢，实际，我这样问你们呢，可能呢就是有点不公平。这个问题呢，应该直接是提到，应该是给教会的领袖。Now
we, I have been teaching class for adults in Sunday school English congregation. Okay, are you following me? I better slow down.
Yeah, 我在成人的那个英语主义学里面是教主日学。
And this question came up one Sunday, a couple of Sundays ago.
Yeah,有一个主日学的时候出现了这么一个问题，就提出了这么一个问题。
But the question was more specific.
这个问题呢是非常的具体的。
The person in the class asked the question, can we study Hindu, Islam?
这个问题呢就是说我们能不能学习伊斯兰的古兰经。
I think what you should do is ask your pastor or whoever is in charge of the teaching element, Sunday school, to run a course on world religions for Christians. Because we have to be able to answer. That's a very important question. You know what, you know, my little family and I were out for lunch. Oh, I forgot you.
Okay. 我认为呢，这个问题很好，你应该向啊，向教会的领袖或者主日学的老师提出来，我们主日学里面应该开办这么一个课程，有讲的要关于其他宗教的课程。
In Malton, we drove past a United Church building.
Malton
over here.
Okay. In the Malton, 这个 Malton.
Malton,
yeah. Malton, we have the church with the United.
There was a United Church.
There 有一个联合教会。
And there's a new sign on the building we saw.
在那个教会的那个建筑物上有一个标语。
And the sign said, "Malton Sikh Temple."
它是写的了 Sikh， 它是写的那个。Sikh 是印第安的 ，the wind of the Indian，
对
吧？这个教会呢，这个牌子上写的呢，它是 Malton 的锡克族的一个教堂。
Pastor Wong sent an email out recently telling us that the Jewish synagogue down here is now a Hindu temple.
一个王牧师，Pastor Wong。
Yes.
Is it so our pastor one or the other pastor?
There's only one pastor one.
One of the pastor one in Canada. Yeah, so 在这个附近呢，有一个犹太教的那个一个教堂呢，现在become what temple of what religion? 也是变成了印度教的一个教堂。
You see, what's happening in Canada is that the religions, these non-Christian religions, are coming into Canada.As refugees and so on, and they are taking control.
这个情况呢就是这样，很多的那个带着异教的移民进入加拿大，他们呢逐渐进来了我们的社区，逐步呢在信仰方面也地位逐渐的变成了一个主导的地位。
And we do not know how to respond to them.
我们不知道应该作为基督徒，我们应该怎么面对这个挑战。
There is a center down here, two blocks.
两个街区以外有一个中心。
With doctors and so on.
有 the medical doctor.
Medical doctor.
有那个呀，呀，有医生在那里呀。
My wife goes to one of those doctors every now and then.
我的妻子就是到那里去看医生的。
Okay.And I would sit at the entrance and wait for her.
我在那个大我在那个门厅里面等她。
And I notice that just about almost every person who walks into that medical center is Asian.
我注意到进进出出这个办公室的几乎都是亚洲人。
I also discovered and noticed that approximately 90% of the women were pregnant.
我也注意到了男九90%的这个妇女都是怀孕的。
I apologize for the long answer to the short question, but I spoke to the Asian pastor who meets congregation here every Sunday afternoon, and I spoke about Muslims taking over church buildings.
我跟每个礼拜天下午在我们这里。聚会的那个牧师，我告诉他，穆斯林慢慢的就会取代我们的教会。
And he said, the Muslims look for churches that are closing and buy their buildings by their action telling the world the Christians could not do it, but we can. You understand that?
Yeah.I want to precisely to understand you.
The
Muslims are going to take over our church.
When, in what way? When the Muslims look for church buildings that are on the market, and by buying those and changing them into mosques, They are saying to the world, we Muslims can do it. The Christians cannot do it, otherwise they wouldn't sell their building.
Yeah, 这些穆斯林的这个异教徒呢，他们呢就想要把我们基督教的教会这个建筑物买下来，然后变成他们的那个清真寺，然后通过这个行动向外面表明，他们穆斯林可以做这个事情，我们基督徒做不了。
Okay, sure. We better answer your question. Really, what I suggest is talk to other members. Are you Mandarin or Cantonese?
Mandarin.
Okay, good place to start. Talk to the other people in your congregation and ask them to support your idea. And then, as a group, make a request to your pastor. Okay? Now, the same thing should happen in the other congregations. We have a responsibility to do exactly what you said, what you asked.
Yeah, 他建议啊，你呢跟那个你的那个团契里面的啊，跟他们谈，得到他们的支持，然后呢，统一向教会的牧师提出这个要求，我们应该啊，应该就是照刚刚这个麦牧师的那个建议来行。
Okay, can we take another question? Can we pretend that we are at the retreat? This is our retreat,
yeah,
so we can take a little more time.
Yeah, 大家把这个作为，把这作为好像我们也是在进行一个退休会一样，大家可以提出问题来，我们可以时间稍许长一点，没关系。
Does anyone else have a comment or question? Yeah, Shivi?
我有一个想法，就是说，如果我们想要知道更多那些异教徒，或者是一段，我看到在收音机、在电视机，常常要播放一些异教一段的节目，我们不妨听一听，不要害怕他们。我们就要听一听，然后我们如果有在圣经有基础有根基，我们就可以比较。
He says, yeah, we don't need to be afraid of listening or the watching the video or whatever, yeah, about the other religions. Then if we learn more, then we can compare.
But we must not forget one thing.
Yeah.
It's called the Great Commission. Jesus Christ has sent us Christians to proclaim the gospel to the whole world, every religion. There is no true faith system like Christianity. We are the only faith system that can bring people out of sin into salvation.
Yeah.
Hinduism cannot do it.
Yeah.
None of the others can do it. Buddhism doesn't have a God.They don't believe in God.
Yeah. 麦牧师的意思呢，当我们这样做的时候，我们去听外面的这些信息的时候，我们心中要有个承诺，我们是基督徒，我们信的是唯一的真理的上帝，我们的教，我们的神是唯一的神，在这样的情况下，没有关系，我们可以去听。So I just translate your point is when we listen to the other, okay, whatever the other religions, we should commit ourselves, we are Christian, we have very, very firm faith on our religion.
Yeah, but we must preach the gospel to them, okay? We must preach the gospel to all people,
so, 我们
all religions.
Yeah, 我们是向所有的人，向所有的信仰各种宗教的人，我们要宣扬我们的信仰，宣扬我们的
And you don't have to send missionaries to them. They're right here. Then we go down the road and preach to them. We have to know the church has to strategize, plan carefully, and then work your plan.
So, 教会应该有一个完整的一个计划是这样做。So, yeah.
Any other questions? I can stay here for the rest of the day because it's cooler in here. You know, let's be considerate at the same time. Any other questions?Comments? Let us
我们一起祷告。
O Word of God, thank you for your reminder and solemn assurance that not everyone who says to you, Lord, Lord, will be in heaven with you.
感谢我们的主，你对我们的提醒和你庄重的保证，说不是每个人口头声主啊主啊就可以进入天堂。
Make clear to us deep within ourselves that we have solemnly required, we are solemnly required to actually do what the Bible says.
感谢你提醒了我们，我们一定要真正的做到圣经教导我们要做的。
Not simply study or read it.
不是简单的学习
Here and now, we solemnly promise to be obedient to your word.
这里我们庄重的承诺，我们一定遵从您。
Help us to be very careful how we live.
我们学的我们要非常小心我们的生活的方式。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
不是愚昧的，而是聪明的。
Help us to understand what your will is and do it consistently.
帮助我们知道我们应该怎么样生活，我们做事都应该一贯的、一致的。
Lord, please hear our prayer for the sake of Jesus Christ.
主啊，呀 ，please 呀，感谢主呀。
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's get the welcome. Thank you so much. Hey, you're a good boy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You good at him?
Yeah, I will.